choose not to live in a world of filters. Realize your mistakes. Set the foundation for your success. Get some wins. Knucklehead Podcast.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Knucklehead Podcast. This is the Knucklehead, Steven. We got with us live today, Dom Franco, all the way from Corpus Christi, Texas. He actually, if you're on Instagram and you're a veteran and you lift and you're not following Lift Vet, just haze yourself right now. You're wrong. You know you should be. Isn't that right, Dom? Lift Vet. I like it. So here's what we do at Knucklehead. First of all, again, this goes back to the reason why we started this. We realized that nobody is perfect, right? Some of us are Marines. Not everybody can join the Army like you. I'm just kidding. But not everybody is perfect. We don't act like we have all the answers. But what we want to make sure that we do specifically for veterans, people who are entrepreneurs, people who are sales folks, that they realize that the mistakes that they're going to make are going to lead to that iterative growth. They're going to lead to the change necessary for them to gain the confidence in order to go out there and accomplish something big and great with their life. So we get the message out there to them saying, hey, listen, you're not alone, you're not alone out there making mistakes. So what we want to do is we want to create an environment where people can actually communicate some of their past mistakes instead of talking about necessarily all their successes, so they can give some hope and transfer some of that learning on to some other people. So if it's okay with you, Dom, we're going to dive right in. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about what Lift Vet is, what your experience was, and how'd you get started?
You know, real quick, I'm going to touch on what you were just talking about, mistakes and like kind of experiences. As something I'm actually transitioning, or as something I'm going through right now, I've had to, I switched printers like within the last week, and because the printer company I had before wasn't able to keep up with the orders I had, and it backtracked the orders. So I was thinking, well, shit, how am I going to get a catch back up? And it's hard to find fulfillment companies that I'm going to pay what I was paying before. So I searched and searched online, and I was like, maybe it'd be cheaper to print it myself. But I found a company in Austin, in Texas, that can keep up with my demand and send the orders. So touching back on like these trials, I guess people are going to go through. I think everybody's going to go through that in the beginning. I'm not even a year in, and I've gone through a few stumbles, but through them, I've come back stronger. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the relationship I have with the new printing company does as far as growth. Now, a little bit about myself. I'm a retired Army. I got joined when I was 17. I got hurt. I was deploying to Kosovo, and I was driving to Fort Hood to fly out to Germany. And I was in a really bad car accident, and I broke everything on my left side of my body, from my skull, my jaw, my arm, the whole thing. Wow. Spent 2 weeks in a coma, learned to walk again, had my mouth wired shut for about 8 weeks. That's probably the worst part of it. And I was in the Wounded Warrior Project in Fort Sam. Did my whole stint of rehab, and then I was medically retired at about 22, 23. So I'll make it quick. For a few years, man, I didn't realize that I was retired, so people always call me, hey, it's called Dom, he's free, so let's go out and have some drinks. So what I thought with me being social was, shit, I didn't realize I had a drinking problem. That's what I was coping with, my depression. My depression was that I didn't get to fulfill my military career the way I planned. And I guess I got in trouble. I was in jail, and I was like, shit, man, something needs to change. I have a little boy who was born 2 months right after my accident. Wow. And I got into the gym, and I started doing this and realized I got into personal training. And people would always tell me how much it's helped them, like, mentally, whether people that were going through their graduate school. I had a teacher. She was not a teacher. She was a CFO for a college here. She said how the gym really helped herself. It's like, you know what? That helped me. And as far as my coping mechanism, instead of going out drinking every night, I go to the gym, and that's where I would exert my energy. So that's how I kind of came up with Lifting Vets. And through it, man, I've come across so many vets that have reached out to me personally. Like, hey, you know what, man, I love your meaning, what it stands for, and they want to get on board. So that's been, I've met vets, man, through all branches, all over. And I think the amazing part that what wows me is like every time I get an order to see where it goes to. I have orders from Illinois, Alaska, Hawaii. So that's pretty cool being there. I'm in a small town in Corpus Christi.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. You just touched on, first of all, that story is it's incredible for a couple reasons. But without getting too deep into that, you touched on two things that stood out to me. One was, how often are we taught in business that you need to have a business plan wiretight before you're able to actually go out and start being successful? And then after you've implemented that business, that you're going to do everything perfectly because your business plan says that you're going to do everything perfectly. Otherwise, you don't have a viable business. You made mistakes understanding like all of these bad decisions, but in that struggle bore out your business. And as in the process of you running your business, it started to gain traction so quickly that you had a problem of too many orders, and that led to a different relationship with the supplier.
And never really a problem, but yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's a good thing to have. It's a good thing to have. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. We just had somebody on a few days ago, and they were talking about how the path of least resistance is almost always it always ends up being the wrong thing. So in all of that resistance and all of that struggle and all that failure, it led to, you know, your success. And I say success in a way to describe not just the monetary success, but the impact. You know, you can look at those orders and say, listen, that person, whenever they have a shirt, it's kind of an extension of your story. It's a way for you to overcome. And it's also a way for them to start their new story. At least that's how I heard it. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's how I heard it. That's awesome, man.
But it is. Bad people from, you know, all branches, all injuries in different ways. And I've had people tell me that they were near suicide. So they...
Before they started lifting? Or how you connected
they,
with that?
They started lifting, and that was their way of working out. So the brand, the name in itself had that meaning to them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've seen it before. Gyms here in Austin, people sport, not just the apparel, but it's more of an attitude. You know, they're going to lift and they're going to fight and they're going to struggle with their workouts, but they're also going to struggle and overcome the mental obstacles that they have to by lifting, by working through it. Cause that's what we're taught. I mean, that's what we're taught in the military for sure. I'm interested, you know, in the beginning, whenever you first started doing this, what were some of the things that you had to overcome mentally as you started to go from one destructive habit to a more productive habit? What's something that you can share there in your story?
I think I had to figure out who, as far as like the journey to get here, the destructive habits. You know what you're asking, as far as the business aspect of it?
No, the business aspect of it too, because those personal habits, they spill over into business.
I had to really put all my focus into it. I realized that this was going to be successful. I couldn't half-ass it. I couldn't like go out and hang out with my friends and then do focus on the marketing aspect. I have to, I've had to really figure out who my friends were, who we're going to, I've had a group of friends that have been very supportive and very helpful with it. So those are the friends that I've brought along with me. The toxic ones were just kind of like, you know, is this really going to help me grow in the future? And it really wasn't. So I kind of cut ties with people that I really didn't see myself growing with.
Yep.
And I just had to stop procrastinating. There's times that I was like, first I started my printing locally. I would have a screen printer print it, but then I came to the point where I had lots of different designs. So I had to start doing, it's called a direct to garment print. It's like a printer that prints it out. So I've learned lots of stuff, and I've learned as I've been going. So I learned that I couldn't really sell things, because if I sell things, then it's going to back me up in orders, and that's going to look bad for the business. So I've really just been working on every day, knocking tasks out instead of putting it off till tomorrow. And I think that's just something to use in life in general too.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, there's a couple things that come to mind, you know, as we're talking about not just what your cause is and what you're doing, but there's, you know, I was telling a story a couple of days ago. When I first got out of the Marine Corps, I ran into a guy here in Austin at the gym who had the DigiPrint camis on. And he was out in town. He had Army boots on. And I remember going up to him and saying, "Hey, man, what's up? Hey, I just got out of the Marine Corps. You know, it's good to meet another fellow Marine." And I've never seen somebody so paralyzed with just he was in disbelief that somebody was calling him out. And I knew immediately that the guy wasn't authentic. He wasn't an actual Marine. He had gone to the Navy surplus store, picked up a uniform, and was wearing it out in town to try to pick up chicks. So yeah. I wanted to choke slam the dude. So anyway, I figured out how to make him not do that again without busting his head up against the sidewalk. But long story short is he knew not to do that again. He knew not to do that.
Yeah.
Again. But more often than not, you see guys who are going through these inside wounds or these inside demons that they got to deal with, and delineating between, you know, what's a physical wound and what's a mental wound. What are some things that you've done, or do they kind of work together, the mental and the physical for you, or the people that you sell your products to also?
I wish you would have seen me when I had my accident. I was, casted up from head to toe. My arm was in a sling. My leg had these rods running through my leg. My mouth was wired. And those all healed pretty quick. And I think it's overcoming the mental barriers that a lot of people will learn. I've met people that are amputees, and they're doing more than I'm doing as far as physicality-wise. I think it's just convincing yourself that you're capable of doing whatever it is you have at hand.
I agree with you, man. That's cool. You got any specific stories that of people that have sent you some cool pictures or anything that's kind of a motivational story of what your apparel's done for an amputee or something like that?
And I'm actually I'm going to Dallas this weekend for the foundation I donated to is in Austin. It's called Make a Vet Sweat.
Okay.
And they're doing a bodybuilding show in Austin or in Dallas. They'll have one in Austin in August. But I reached out to, or one person reached out to me. I reached out to the other person, and long story short, it's called Adaptive Training Facility.
Okay.
And they work rehab with amputees and people who have been injured, like in the military. So I'm supposed to go meet with them when I'm in Dallas and kind of see their training facility. As far as people that I met some people who I met one guy. He lost his leg in Iraq. To an IED. Wow. And his, man, we kind of just shared stories, and he talked about his drinking bender and how it was just, he came to the point where he realized, you know, he needs to get his shit together. So he got into the weights in the gym, and he went from wanting to kill himself, man, to getting a very, really good government job and just working out regularly. There's another guy, kind of dealt with who he had his arm blown off. So like from the elbow down, he's got a prosthetic, and he's doing lots of physical work, man. He sent me a video of him deadlifting the shirt, and I thought that was really cool, being the fact that he's not letting anything stop him. So
awesome.
As I'm coming along, I'm learning more and more of the customers that I have, and it's been it's humbling, man, because I had shoulder surgery beginning of the year, and I always have an excuse. My girlfriend says, she's like, you have people who have more, I'm not complaining, but I'm harder on myself than I should be. And she's like, you got people that have worse injuries and they're still pushing through. And it's nice to be reminded that.
That's not always the easiest thing to hear, but it's absolutely true. Women have a funny way of doing that, don't they? They're like, come on now, stop your whining. You're like, I'm not whining, but you're actually whining. I get it. Well, that's cool, man. So how can people help? I mean, what can people do? You got good things going on.
What I'm doing is each shirt purchase, I donate 10% to Make a Vet Sweat.
Okay.
So that's what you get. I donate monthly with them. On top of that, if you want to donate, you can go to the website directly. It's makeavetsweat.org and donate directly if you don't feel like buying anything. We're doing a bodybuilding show. And all the money it's this weekend in Dallas, all the money they've made is going to get vets with PTSD in the gym. So that's pretty cool, man. It's a thing they have in Dallas. I'm trying to help do what I can to help get in the Corpus and see about spreading it to other surrounding areas.
That's cool. So it's making...
As far as finding this... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so it's Make a Vet Sweat. That's kind of the philanthropic organization.
Yes, sir. That's a nonprofit that I do work with. Yes, sir.
Cool. That's very good. So you're exactly Lift Vet themselves. Is there a gym down in Corpus that you work with in particular?
No, not at the moment. Right now, I'm trying to get them with Make a Vet Sweat. Me, Lifting Vets is just an apparel company. I do personal training, cool. But it's a small personal training gym.
Got it. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you taking the time to talk about a couple of those things. It's interesting. I was at a leadership conference last year at Echelon Front, and I had somebody talk to me about Make a Vet Sweat. I think they actually competed, and there was a bodybuilding show, I believe, in Austin, maybe last year, at the tail end of last year. So there's some good people.
August, I think this is their third one this year. So yeah, it's like a gala. It's a huge thing they have there.
I mean, they got good things going on, man. There's no shortage of people to help. There's no question about that. So, well, where can people find you? They can find you on Instagram, Facebook. Where can they find you at?
Right, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And now it's at LFTVET. And then you go to the website, LFTVET.com, to make your purchase.
That's awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you. Appreciate you taking the time, Dom. Anything else that you want to cover now?
That's it, brother. I appreciate your time, man. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, you bet, buddy. Absolutely, man. You heard it. You heard it here. Dom Franco of Lift Vet, LFTVET. Get yourself a shirt or a tank top, you know, and you got to show those guns off and those arms. You're working hard in the gym. You may as well have something cool on your chest and help the vet at the same time. That is Dom. So we will talk to you soon. Take care of yourself. Look Ahead Podcast.